Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. Welcome to day 790. Donald Trump called Mueller's report illegitimate because Mueller was never elected and complained to reporters that he now has to deal with, quote, somebody writing a report, end quote, despite having won one of the greatest elections of all time. Trump went on to refer to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein as just a deputy who was appointed, who then appointed another man to write a report, rhetorically asking someone to explain that because my voters don't get it and I don't get it. Trump was the one who nominated Rosenstein, who was confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate in a 94-6 vote. Trump then called for Robert Mueller's report to be made public, saying, quote, let it come out, let people see it, we'll see what happens, end quote. He added that he doesn't mind if it's made public and said, quote, I look forward to seeing the report, end quote. The decision whether or not to make Robert Mueller's report public will ultimately be left to Attorney General William Barr, and Trump has said he has no idea when the report will be released. Robert Mueller's team, meanwhile, told a federal judge that they are very busy this week because they face the press of another work and would like a deadline extension in order to respond to a request to unseal records in Paul Manafort's criminal case. The special counsel asked the court to give them until April 1st to respond to a request from the Washington Post, which asked the court to unseal the Manafort documents related to his breach of plea proceedings, citing, quote, the profound public interest in these proceedings, end quote. Mueller's final report is expected to come out any day now. And finally, Trump's $1.5 trillion tax cut will not result in the promised 3% annual growth rate. The White House responded by saying that the American economy would need additional labor regulation rollbacks, a $1 trillion infrastructure plan, and another round of tax cuts in order to produce the promised 3% average growth rate over the next decade. White House forecasters say that without those additional steps, the growth rate would slow to about 2% a year in 2026, when many of the 2017 tax cuts are set to expire. And in the polls, the Associated Press says 62% of Americans have confidence in the fairness of Mueller's investigation, with 33% saying they're very confident. 37%, on the other hand, are not very or not at all confident in a fair investigation. 63% are concerned about the Trump campaign's possible ties to Russia. And now to the notables. 1. Trump designated Brazil as a major non-NATO ally after meeting with the country's new far-right president and said he would be open to granting Brazil full NATO membership, even though Brazil does not qualify to join the alliance. 2. Donald Trump thinks Brexit would have been over with by now if Theresa May had followed his father's advice. 3. Trump said he plans to leave the tariffs on Chinese goods in place for a substantial period of time until he's certain that China lives by the deal. 4. The Trump administration wants to use $359 million in funding from an unrelated bank settlement in order to fund the border wall. 5. A federal judge ruled that Trump's ban on transgender people serving in the military cannot go into effect yet, and that the 2017 court order which blocked the ban remains in place. 6. A federal judge temporarily blocked oil and gas drilling on 300,000 acres of federal land in Wyoming, ruling that the Trump administration did not sufficiently consider climate change in its assessments of whether to lease the federal land for individual projects. 7. 18 states have now considered legislation that would require presidential and vice presidential candidates to release their tax returns in order to appear on ballots during primary or general elections. 8. A panel of federal appeals court judges challenged the legal basis for a lawsuit which alleged that Trump's profits from the Trump International Hotel violate the Constitution's emolument clauses. And finally, Kellyanne Conway defended Trump's attacks against her own husband after Trump called George Conway Mr. Kellyanne Conway, a whack job, a stone-cold loser, and a husband from hell. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.